The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Ryanair has announced it's to significantly cut its services from the 21st of January, which will result in few, if any, flights being operated to or from Ireland and the UK. This announcement comes as both countries return to a strict lockdown, and the Taoiseach announced a requirement for people travelling to Ireland from Britain or South Africa to produce a negative PCR test taken within 72 hours of departure. Eddie Wilson, the CEO of Ryanair, joins me on the line. Eddie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning,
Happy New Year to you. You've decided to announce the cutback on flights this morning. Is that a direct response to the restrictions yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people are going to be less likely to travel, and particularly when you've got to get tests, I suppose, coming back, PCR tests. So that's going to have an effect on what you would call the booking curve. So people would only book, I suppose, close in. And that's going to have an effect on their ability, our ability to have flights that are not, you know, hugely loss making. But as I say, like, I mean, you can see it in our statement there. I mean, you still have the issue of Northern Ireland. So there's an element here of being seen to be doing something and whether it really has any effect or not, because we still have an open border with Northern Ireland. And we saw the infection rates over the Christmas period there in border counties. So. Now, draw your own conclusions.
Obviously, many of these flights will be flights for which you have bookings. So which flights particularly are you doing? Are you amalgamating flights, or, you know, how will people know, and do they get a refund?
Yeah, I mean, everybody who is affected will start to get their emails today. And because you'll be dealing with, you know, a lot less than we would have been at the start of this COVID crisis, the sort of refund process will be straightforward. So you can move your flight, or you can process a refund directly through the link that you'll get on the email.
Okay, and people should be aware if they have bought their flight through a screen scraper, that process does not apply. It only applies if you book directly with Ryanair. You received a lot of complaints, we're told, about your Jab and Go in the UK. And I can see, I have to tell you, I see the attraction of it. Give me a vaccine and off I go. I do see the attraction of it. But was it a mistake? Was it insensitive?
Like, properly look at this. I mean, it's factually accurate. I mean, like, vaccines are on the way. There's two vaccines being approved. There's three in the UK. There's a number of other ones on the way. And I think we're all agreed, like, right not now in January, but certainly people want to go on a holiday this summer. So, like, it's factually accurate. Some people don't like it, but I think that's what we all need. I mean, we need vaccinations in this country, and I think that needs to be brought right to the top of the agenda by NPHET at the moment. And I think people of this country and people who are involved in the economy, and we're a key part of that on infrastructure, that we want to know when are the vulnerable going to be vaccinated. So that, I mean, that's what has driven everybody this Christmas when you think about it. We're all worried about where we're carrying the virus and going to infect vulnerable people or elderly people. And, you know, you look in the UK, they're going to have all their over 70s done by mid-February. And it's extraordinary that we don't have, like, what is, I mean, I'm just off RTE and I was castigated on that because I wasn't an expert, but I'm an expert in logistics. We move about 5 million people here, the population of Ireland, in normal times, about every 10 days in a safety critical industry. We check them in, we screen their bags, we get them on a flight for 1.5 hours, we get them off the other side, we check their documentation. This is a logistics exercise, and it's not unreasonable that people in this country, particularly the elderly, who are scared out of their wits at the moment, and they have no information as to when they're going to get that vaccine. If they can get that vaccine, then we can have some chance of restoring our economy. And I think that's in everybody's interest.
Yeah, mind you, I got a text this morning from one of the News Talk listeners saying the government has missed a trick. The Defence Forces train every day for all eventualities. This is the biggest challenge our nation has faced. This is our war. Yet an organisation full of leaders, planners, logistic experts, etc., and has the facilities, the people, the doctors, the nurses, the medics, the vehicles, military, police and so on, remains underused. It really defies logic.
Like, it's extraordinary. Like, think about what the testing facility, which has now been sort of, we don't need that anymore, or we're not doing it. We have the ability in this country, I understand, to carry out 150,000 tests a week, which are swabs. Why can't that be instantly changed into vaccinations? We've got the civil defence, we've got the guards, we've got the army, we've got everybody. This is a national emergency. Look what's happened in Israel. You've got the Prime Minister of that country who has taken personal responsibility for it. Okay, 1.5 million Israelis have been vaccinated in the last 2 weeks. And what we're getting at the moment is, and I know it's a logistical exercise, we deal with logistics every day. You know, the medical part about it is jabbing in the arm at the end. And that is what's something that, you know, is not beyond the wit of man that people can be trained to
now,
do.
Liv Radker told us that the issue at the moment is still supply, and that when we get the supplies, he has promised us that they will ramp up. He says, judge us not today, but in a couple of weeks' time, we will be kind of approaching best in class again. We shall see.
Can you imagine Ryanair if there were stranded passengers? And you came on to me and I said, no, I'll tell you what, like, leave it with us. We'll be back to you in a day or two. Like, it's not credible. Denmark has the same population. They've done 40,000. We've done 4. Why? Why didn't this start earlier? I don't get delivery of a Boeing 737 from Seattle. Take it out of the wrapper here and then ask everybody in Ryanair, what do you think we should do with it? We know before the aircraft is manufactured where we're going to deploy it, how we're going to put it into service, what routes we're going to put it on. This plan should have been there last November. NEFIT need to be out every night on their press conference. And instead of telling us the news about hospitals, which we all need to know as well, how many vaccines were done today, how many has been done tomorrow, why it's not being done, so that people in this economy can protect the vulnerable and get back to normal. Because, and I don't, like, if you look at what the World Health Organization say, that lockdowns of their own are not going to work.
Okay, a couple of things. One texter saying, hang on a second, Eddie. I've had Ryanair planes not show up and leave me in Italian and Greek airports for hours, sometimes overnight. People in glass houses, says that texter. Another one, you mentioned the 737.
Now, you know.
Are you going to be flying the MAX this summer?
Yes, we will. We will. We'll be taking delivery and we will be deploying those probably initially in the UK, I would say.
Please ask Eddie if Ryanair might go transatlantic. Norwegian seemed to fill a gap in that market, but it couldn't last. Could Ryanair make it work?
No, I don't think so. Like, it's not it's just not a model that we are familiar with. For all the reasons that Norwegian went out of business, we won't be entering that.
Yeah, Michael O'Leary has said there are opportunities caused by the pandemic, and he's ready to pounce. What sort of things are you looking at taking over?
I think what's going to happen, it's going to happen in short haul in Europe. You can see that Norwegian are down from somewhere in the order of 170 aircraft down to about 6 aircraft operating now. So there'll be opportunities there. EasyJet are not taking delivery of aircraft. They're getting smaller. Lufthansa are going to operate about 50% of their capacity next summer. All of these other major flag carriers are saddled with debt. So there will be opportunities, but they're not going to come straight away. We need to get confidence back in traveling. And the only way out of this is with the vaccines, because that's the end game on this.
Okay, and will you be perhaps flying into airports that you haven't flown into before because the price wasn't right, and there might be more convenient airports, and the price might be right now as they try to drum up business and fill empty slots?
Yeah, I think we're probably going to see that as we come into a phase when, probably next summer, when airports are going to realize that they don't have the traffic that they previously had. And we have this attempt in the European Union to protect the likes of Lufthansa and Air France to keep their slots at those airports. And, you know, I think you're going to see the likes of Ryanair and other low-cost carriers turning up in places that they previously weren't. But there are plenty of opportunities out there within our own network at the moment. And we'll be starting off with less capacity. So airports will be chasing airlines and there will be less airlines. And that means that costs will go down and fares will go down.
Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair, thank you very much for joining us.